This is The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. You know, we've been taking a look at the swing state campaign in this national election that is focused on some very key contests. We've already looked closely at Ohio. Now, Virginia is a swing state. That's the theme from The Virginian, a 60s TV Western about a mysterious tough guy. Back when Virginia was part of the Southern Dixiecrat Coalition, a solidly conservative state. One of the tobacco states.
New Virginia Slims in the Slim Purse Pack.
You've come a long way, baby.
But growth in the communities outside Washington, D.C. has changed the character of the Virginians. Liberal in the North now, pro-defense in the East around the military installations of Norfolk and Hampton Roads. The West and South retain some of their traditional conservatism, but even that is changing. And candidates need to act like Virginians. Whatever that is these days.
Welcome back, everyone, in the Hampton Roadshow kitchen. Cooking with the candidates here with Governor George Allen. Ding, 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 it's ready. So you're going to pull it out for us, right?
I sure am. Now, the apples you may want to use for this can be any type of apple. I personally like wine saps.
Republican Senate candidate George Allen cooking apple crisp. Here is his Democratic challenger, Governor Tim Kaine.
I can remember so many campaign rallies here from city council through mayor, lieutenant governor, governor. Didn't think I'd be running another race, but oh well.
The campaign commercials for these Senate rivals in a bitter contest tell the tale of a divided Virginia. While the NRA predictably goes after Tim Kaine.
Barack Obama made Tim Kaine the head of the Democrat Party. Tim Kaine made gun control part of the DNC's agenda. That's one reason Tim Kaine has earned an F rating from the National Rifle Association.
A veterans group surprisingly goes after Republican George Allen.
This is modern body armor, made for today's weapons.
The difference is life or death.
Senator George Allen voted against giving our troops this.
Even the presidential candidates are having a difficult time taking the pulse of the state of Virginia.
You know, Northern Virginia could well determine who the next president is, and I hope you make that decision to get me elected.
Mitt Romney speaking in Northern Virginia, solid Obama territory. Romney supporter David Shineberry feels like he's drowning in a sea of Obama supporters.
Northern Virginia reminds me of North Korea, North Vietnam. It's very liberal, almost communistic. So, yes, you are seeing a change in the country.
Here's President Obama campaigning in Woodbridge, Northern Virginia, last week.
We believe in a country where hard work pays off, where responsibility is rewarded, where everybody gets a fair shot, and everybody's doing their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. That's the country we believe in. That's what I believe in. That's why I'm running for a second term as President of the United States.
Even the Virginians themselves are struggling with this identity question. Listen to Julia Pfaff, wife and mother, one of Virginia's many military families.
We want things to be neat, right? We want to neatly put us all in little boxes. And people don't fit in these little boxes that we've constructed for ourselves. So do I believe in a small government? Yes, but I believe that we need a government. I think that there are certain things in the Republican platform I disagree with. You know, I don't like their stance on immigration. On the other hand, I think that, you know, the Democratic Party on the abortion issue gets to be a little extreme.
Maybe the best view of the state of Virginia, politically speaking, is down where those military families live, in the Virginia Beach Hampton Roads area, where these jets are getting a nice overview of this possibly decisive part of the state. But there is a political ground game.
So I understand. But you're definitely supporting the president. Okay.
If the election was held for president today, would you be voting for... All right, thank you, ma'am. She's like, I'm voting for Mitt Romney. Stop calling. Okay. It's really sweet. I think we must have called her before.
Phone bank there in Hampton Roads, Virginia. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick traveled down to Virginia's Tidewater region. So, Todd, welcome back to the show. What did you find down there?
Well, John, first of all, just how close it was. You played the air game, which is the military, and the ground game, and both of those things are key. Here's what's going on in the Tidewater area. Let's go back to 2008. John McCain won the county of Virginia Beach, the town of Virginia Beach, by 1,400 votes out of 200,000. Barack Obama won neighboring Chesapeake by 1,300 out of 100,000. Couldn't be closer, but Republicans lost Virginia, and they haven't forgotten it. Listen to Garen Shipley. He is the communications director for the Republicans in all of Virginia. Sat down with him yesterday about what went wrong.
That has happened. We'd like to avoid that.
You'd like to avoid that. Yeah.
In 2008, we did not have a good year as far as ground game. Obama's folks came in. They saw an opportunity in Virginia, and they capitalized on it. And our operation didn't realize that we needed to put forth an extra level of effort until it was too late. And the results showed.
Now, he was talking about ticket splitting, people who didn't vote for John McCain but voted for other Republicans down ticket. And they're trying to solve that this year by having really one operation for Republicans. Sure, Mitt Romney will fly in, and that's the Romney-Ryan campaign. But on the ground, it's all one big Republican operation. Listen to Shipley.
We have a unified effort, and if Romney's people can't pick it up, then RNC picks it up. And if RNC can't pick it up, then RPV picks it up. So we help each other. We share resources. We work together really across all fronts. And that's what you see out here with that unified script. We're calling for president and vice president. We're calling for Senate, and we're calling for Congress.
Except, Todd, I mean, that sounds great from him. And he's the head of communications for the entire state, Garen Shipley there.
For the Republicans, that's
for the
right.
Republicans, right. But George Allen had to distance himself from the 47% comment that Mitt Romney made. We've had discussions from voters in Lynchburg, Virginia, ahead of the sort of center of the evangelicals in that state, who are concerned about Romney's wealth. There are divisions when you get down into the sort of atomized kind of nuggets of these Virginians.
No question about it, which helps explain why Republicans are making such an effort, at least on their end, with what they can do to unify things as much as possible, because those divisions do exist. Interestingly, it's a little bit of a contrast from what the Obama campaign is doing. Sure, they've got a big ground game effort. They're not sharing any numbers. They won't tell me how many people they have on the ground, although when I visited Obama HQ, there were about 20 people in their phone banking. I went to that stump speech that you played in Woodbridge, Virginia with President Obama last week, John. You know whose name they didn't mention? Tim Kaine, the Senate candidate, not mentioned once. So they have a different strategy.
Oh, that is interesting. So do you think this particular area in Virginia, as I said, the northern Virginia is quite liberal. There are traditional conservatives in the western part of the state, southern part of the state. It depends on which county you're in. But there in the Tidewater region, do you think this is the swing district in this swing state?
Well, it certainly was in 2008. Now, in Northern Virginia, you can make it about voter turnout. And in Western Virginia, Romney wants to make it about turnout of conservatives. The Romney campaign is pushing hard on energy and coal, saying President Obama has a war on coal. They're trying to get those white working class voters out in southwestern Virginia. In the Tidewater area in Virginia Beach, where I went yesterday, the military seems to affect everything, the military presence. I spoke to the mayor yesterday briefly, and he told me that military Pentagon spending through contractors indirectly accounts for 47% of the local economy. 47%. Now, that's everything from Air Station Oceana, which housed that F-18 that you heard at the top screaming overhead, which happens all day long continuously, to local businesses, the Walmart, the business. It's all about military spending.
Kinds of military spending. You've got the war spending, which is part of the sort of national security piece, but you got the veterans benefits and the active duty benefits and salary issues, which are almost more democratic issues, even within that kind of Pentagon bubble.
You're exactly right. People I talk to about veteran spending love the way the Obamas have focused on that issue with the VA, with TRICARE, with treatment of veterans. In terms of who's a stronger commander-in-chief, as we know, Mitt Romney has a strong lead in that area. So you see the two campaigns emphasizing those two different aspects of the veterans' experience. But if it really is the economy stupid, that's what it comes down to for the Tidewater region. Sure, a lot of active duty soldiers vote for the commander-in-chief. We get that. They tend to be younger. But the economy is really what permeates this region, just like every other one. And that is dependent on the military. The mayor of Virginia Beach, as I told you, said that 47% of the economy is dependent on military spending. And I ran into a guy named Louis Loria. He's a hard hat. That's why I talked to him, working on a construction site, who gave me a sense of the state of the construction business down there in Virginia Beach over the last 5 years and how it's been to find work. And I asked him about the state of his business. Listen.
Terrible. Basically, when the residential market went south, a great many companies went south with it. Fortunately, I'm back into commercial construction now, but it's mainly institutional and government work that keeps us rolling right now. All the contractors on that site have the same problem. They're all looking for work right now, and you've really, is just so much competition for the work now, there's no money in it.
So is now, he undecided? Did you find undecided independent voters?
Louis Lurie is an Obama voter because he thinks Republicans are too corporate, but he stressed, just like everybody else, that if military cuts are coming, they want them to be responsible and slow, not fast. Get rid of this fight over the sequester in Washington, because that would devastate them. That's what he said. Undecided voters are hard to find. You know, just because a community is split, like the Tidewater area is, doesn't mean there are a lot of actual undecided voters. It means everybody sort of knows what they think. But I did find one. Here's Eric Corson. He's 24. He works at a local 7-Eleven. He was actually online to collect tickets to see President Obama on Thursday when he choppers in for yet another rally in Virginia Beach. He said he voted for Obama, but he's not so sure this time.
I truly am undecided. I really don't know. I mean, I voted for him the first time, but that doesn't mean I'm just going to arbitrarily vote for him again. I'm hoping that one of them can convince me that they really do have a plan and they're not just targeting the other person's plan. If I see one person just mudslinging the entire time, not talking about their plan, then I'm obviously going to vote for the other person.
Well, the one thing that is not divided, that is absolutely unanimous in this state, is that both parties have an absolute full court press, and you can see it and hear it depending on no matter who you talk to, right, Todd?
Poor Mary Ellen Malfitano was eating her lunch on the beach, and I interrupted her to ask her about the campaign. She's local. I said, what's it like being so important to both campaigns? Listen.
Both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, call. And yeah, I get a phone call every day at dinner time. Always at dinner time. I think it's my choice. Leave me alone. I know what to do. Don't call me and tell me what I think or what I should do. So, no, I don't like it when they call me.
Mary Ellen Malfitano could just be the decisive vote in this entire 2012 election.
She may be. She's going to vote for Mitt Romney, and they're happy to have her, John, because there's a little wrinkle in this race that I'll tell you about very briefly. A former congressman named Virgil Good, who's an arch-conservative, is running in the Constitution Party. He was trying to get on the ballot to run for president in Virginia, and they said no because his signatures were bad. The ruling came just yesterday. Virgil Good is on the ballot, and that could cost Mitt Romney anywhere from 1%, which is background noise, up to 3% in Virginia. Those are Ralph Nader-type numbers from back in Florida in 2000. So this is a new complication for the Romney-Ryan campaign. We'll see how that turns out.
And the aggregate polling suggests that Barack Obama has a 72% chance of winning the state of Virginia if the election were held today. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.